broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. This is the broadcast for May 5th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two. Becky Akers with me. Becky Akers is a well-known author. Two incredible novels. Hailstorm, about Nathan Hale, one of the greatest patriots to ever live, and Abducting Arnold, the other side of the Benedict Arnold story you've probably never been privy to. And both revolutionary new novels are available. Go to beckyakers.wordpress.com. And you can buy the books there. You can read up on it. You can see what other people have thought about the books with the reviews that are posted to her site. Becky Akers with me. She's a freelance writer and historian whose work has appeared literally everywhere. Now, her most important venue is probably Liberty Roundtable. I'm just teasing. But she's been, you know, featured in the Christian Science Monitor, the Washington Post, Barron's, the New York Post, American History Magazine, The Independent Review, Military History Magazine, The Ottawa Citizen, LouRockwell.com, Forbes.com, not to mention many other publications and websites. Becky, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Sam.
There's so much to talk about. There's so little time to do it. Here's the deal. Now people are saying they're going to use, and we talked last hour about the vaccines. If you didn't get caught up, you better go listen and get caught up quick. It'll be up after the show. But we're going to start now and say, look, these vaccines have been sinister and abusive and dishonest from the start. Does truth matter? Asks Ron Paul. Wise point. The WHO finally admits the tests are bogus and they're manipulating the test results now to make the vaccines look like they're working. If the CDC was honest from the start, the case count would have been way lower and we would not have had the pandemic that they manipulated us into intentionally. And they're looking to get Americans vaccinated to the point of cash rewards. They're literally telling you Pfizer's making huge billions of dollar profits. Can the jab be forced on people under the current law? Yes, they're pushing for U.S. vaccine passports, and they're doing so coordinatedly around the world with the G7 and more. They're even offering students school credit to get vaccinated. The list just goes on and on. But now it even gets more sinister, Becky, because they're literally trying to create two classes of citizens. Those who are vaxxed, and those who are not. Your response?
Goes back to what we were saying before. People who are in favor of the vaccines, the shots, I've got to discipline myself not to call them vaccines because they are not vaccines. People who are in favor of these shots need to understand that no matter how vociferous you are for them, you are going to create a two-tiered society. Now, isn't it interesting, Sam, that these people that are so in favor of vaccine passports usually are Marxists, usually are communists, and they will be the first to rise up and protest when a society imposes apartheid based on skin color or sex or any other criterion, but for some reason it's perfectly okay to create a shot apartheid. Those who have received it will be accorded full privileges in society, and those who haven't, well, sorry, you just don't get to participate anymore. Now, this is so anti-American, anti-natural law, anti-constitutional, anti-decency, anti-God. Why aren't Americans rising against this idea? I don't care how strongly you approve of the shots. You need to step forth and register your protest against the horrific apartheid these public health Nazis are trying to create.
Ladies and gentlemen, now they say breakthrough cases of COVID-19 emerging among fully vaccinated Americans. That's the National Vaccine Information Center with that report. NVIC.org. This is becoming more and more evident to where my hope is that they won't be able to contain the lies. That at some point, not only will we have breakthrough cases of the vaccines where people still have the COVID, so people kind of know the truth. But I really hope, Becky, that we in the media can break through with their lies. And if we can just catch a break in this, pray to God Almighty we can literally raise the narrative to the point where they won't be able to reject our claims. Okay? And, and that's what we need to hope for and push for, Becky.
And it isn't all dark out there, Sam. There are other places that are realizing what's going on. For instance, there was a private school in Florida that promised it would not allow vaccinated teachers to interact with students because of the danger of, quote, shedding. I don't know whether you've gotten into this or not, Sam, but these vaccines.
Yes, I have. We'll talk. Let's talk about this in detail. First off, when you say this, you want to back up and set the stage so people understand. Shedding is a term used by the scientific community for when you get vaccinated, what happens to you after your vaccination affects everybody around you. Becky?
Yes. Your body is giving off protein spikes. They can infect the people around you. I mentioned before babies that have been near their vaccinated mothers. One infant died, after the mother who had been vaccinated nursed it. It died a couple days later. The media and the public health Nazis will blame all that on underlying conditions. They refuse to acknowledge that there are so many deaths and so many mishaps from these vaccines, not only in the vaccinated, but in people around them. I read an article yesterday that included outtakes from scientific papers submitted to the WHO, I believe it was, not clear on the details, but at any rate, quoting from scientific papers that were a couple years old and were talking about the benefits of shedding. In other words, this has been planned, This is not just coincidental. This is not something they didn't foresee in these experimental vaccines or experimental shots. Please, folks, always insert shot. Every time I say vaccine, I'm working on it, but I'm not there yet to stop using the word vaccine because that's not what these are. But at any rate, this was an area of research, and its primary application would be for wild animal populations, So if you can give one mouse a shot that renders him sterile, and you can make that shot such that he will go back to his cohorts and spread that among the other mice and, eventually exterminate the entire population. They won't be able to breed anymore. So in a few generations, we have no more mice. That was its application. But of course, immediately malicious actors saw the application for human beings. This has been deliberately planned, that the people who have been vaccinated will associate with us. So, Sam, I don't expect these passports to come into play for a few months yet, because it works to their advantage to have the vaccinated come around and infect the rest of us. And I don't mean with COVID. I mean with serious things like your body's DNA is altered. Various systems in your body don't function anymore because the DNA has been tampered with. So that's what's going on with this shedding. Again, this has been planned. This was recognized. This is hoped for. The people behind this pandemic, being Marxists and atheists, are utterly brutal and ruthless. We are dealing with the reincarnation of Stalin and Hitler. You should be aware of this as you contemplate their plans for us.
It's hard to understand. It's so diabolical and so evil and so in your face and so ruthless that you can't scarcely believe it exists, ladies and gentlemen. But here's the deal. The battle is this. What if we're wrong? And what if the vaccines are legitimate and the government's all on the up and up and there really is a serious pandemic and the government really has your best interest in mind and they want to save you? What if that's the truth? But what if they make a mistake and the vaccines aren't safe and effective? And they make a mistake because these are all experimental. Even in the best scenario you can imagine, I don't see how this goes well. The only best scenario is that not only are they ambivalent in their intentions, but yet they luckily, they rushed a vaccine to market and, hey, they got lucky and it doesn't have near the ramifications that every other experiment in these fake vaccines has failed. So now when they do the human reality, are they going to get lucky and it's going to be successful? Let's rewind back to, what, 1976? Didn't they try to roll out a vaccine? Very similar indeed, that they had to recall and literally killed a bunch of people, Becky? So their track record is dismal, to say the least. If you study the truth and if you stick with science and facts, their track record is dismal. Go ahead, Becky.
I read something the other day that said other vaccines for other illnesses, diphtheria and TB and that sort of thing, that they do not have a single death to their credit. Worldwide, there are something like, I haven't seen the latest figures, but a few days ago, it was something like 5,000, 5,800, something like that, people who have died after taking this COVID shot. So this is a huge, huge difference. And, you know, again, not vaccines. They are, and I'm not in favor of any vaccine, so I don't want that misunderstood, but I'm just saying, other vaccines have not produced these kinds of side effects. They have not produced the number of deaths that the COVID one has. This is just really toxic and poisonous. And people who are dispensing it and all in favor of it are enemies of mankind.
All right, hang tight. Becky Eggers with us, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to even deal with this discussion. In honesty, I mean, there's so many fiascos related to vaccines. I can think of several of them myself. One has to do with the measles. They gave people measles shots, and they had live measles, and they gave people the measles. Then they did the same thing with polio when it was a meltdown, and they had to recall it. 1976 comes to mind when they rushed a vaccine to market. They say the shadow of the 1976 swine flu vaccine fiasco. Ladies and gentlemen, they've got a bad track record is the problem here. And now they rush something to market. And then here's what I find even more sinister than anything else almost. They run around and go, I don't see why people are hesitant to take these vaccines. And from the experiments they've done with the blacks and the, what is it, the Stokiki, is that how you say it? You know, where they literally gave people syphilis and all this kind of stuff, experimenting on certain populations. And then the vaccines that have literally failed, where they've had to do recalls, where people are dead and people are getting the illness from the vaccines and everything else. And then they're like, I don't see why people are so hesitant on this, Becky. I don't see how they're so irrational. And they just don't, I mean, they just don't have the trust they should in us. I think, are these people literally that stupid?
It infuriates me, Sam. I keep reading how Biden, the usurper, is sure that if we only have the right information, if we only quit listening to misinformation, we'll all line up to be jabbed. And he just wants to get the right information out. That's code for propaganda. And I don't buy it. I'm insulted and offended every single time I hear this patronizing pap from this buffoon. That if I just had the right information, I would know how to decide. I'd do things his way. I would just let him make all my decisions for me because he knows so much more than I do. I don't think so.
It's hard to even know how to respond to all this. Okay, vaccines have failed so many times. And they what's interesting to me is they rush it to market. Right. And then they wonder why we're hesitant when it's in an experimental stage. They haven't dotted the I's and crossed the T's, and they make it sound like anybody who even has hesitancy is just insane. And this proves that they don't have facts on their side. When you start to attack your enemy personally, Becky, your nose is too long. Becky, you know they're flat out of arguments. You know that they're absolutely melting down, hoping that you'll be deceived enough, long enough, to move forward with their agenda far enough to where you won't be able to stop their abuses. And they don't care as long as they sterilize enough Americans. They don't care as long as they... And you would say, well, Sam, you don't even have proof that there's sterilization in these vaccines. No, I don't. But I know their track record of dishonesty. And I know their track record of former sterilization programs in America, even. I know their track record of dishonest vaccine rollouts that they've had to recall. I know the fiasco of giving people polio and giving people measles and getting people sick. I know about all that. And it's not lost on me. But they hope they can attack us and attack us personally long enough for people to be deceived to where, well, okay, later they'll admit, you know what, there wasn't really a pandemic, but we had to do something. I mean, the world was gonna be destroyed, Becky, because of global warming or because of climate change, and we had to stop them from just making babies, for crying out loud. We had to, yeah. And literally, they'll admit all this on the back end when it's too late and when it'll be in the shadows of discussions, not for the mainstream. Well, why get incensed? This was 20 years ago. That's what they'll do with this thing, won't they?
Bill Gates is on record, and I encourage all of you, if you're skeptical about what we're saying, look it up. He is on record as saying there are too many people in the world and we need to reduce the population. If you Google, and he gives numbers, I don't remember offhand what they are, but by billions, okay? Billions and billions of people need to be eliminated. If you Google Bill Gates and depopulation, you should get the videos of his coming out with pronouncements like that.
There you have it. I don't even know how to respond. But look, I believe it'll be a two-pronged approach. They'll use illness, vaccines. It won't always be the cocoa. In other words, it won't always be COVID-19. They'll roll out a different strain or a different, I don't know what word they use, because then people argue that there's not even different strains. What do you call it? A different presentation? A morphed virus? I don't know. But they're going to use this till the cows come home. And they're going to literally use a ping-pong effect for the people. When they don't believe they're gaining ground on the cocoa, they'll take a break from it. But then what they'll do is they'll move to the climate change discussion, and then they'll come back to the cocoa when you just thought that it was out of your psyche, just thought that we were over it, just thought that, well, we don't need passports. It's like gun control. They'll just keep coming back. We didn't get passports the first time. Everybody rallied against it. But you know what? We're going to go for the passports the next time. And the next time, and they'll keep at it, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the next move. AOC, what is she? Representative from the state poor Becky's from? AOC, Ocasio-Cortez. Is she your rep?
No, she's not from the, she doesn't represent the area I am unfortunately, cursed to live in. And I want to clarify, I am not from New York. I am in New York, but not of New York.
Understood. Anyway, AOC says this. Ready? Move over, Marine Corps. She's creating a climate corp. Yeah. She's ready to go, buddy. You can laugh at her, but you know what? When she gets mojo behind it, what's it going to happen? They're already threatening to arrest climate change deniers. Joe Biden literally doubling down on this climate change agenda to where what's going to happen? Are you going to be able to have hot water? Are you going to be able to have AC in the summer? What? Where is this going to go? Are you going to be able to drive a car or be forced to take public transportation? You know, where is this going to end up? And it sounds like a joke, and I know it's laughable on one hand. On the other hand, these people are so dead serious, so in your face, so abusive that they'll seesaw, they'll ting-tong or ping-pong between the cocoa or whatever you want to call it. It'll morph into, because remember, they said global warming was the problem. Then they said global cooling was the problem. Now they say climate change. So they'll get rid of the COVID-19. What they'll eventually say is due to global illness and global climate change, Becky, we have got to control you.
Yeah,
and under that guise will emerge the tyranny. Becky?
That is the common denominator, and that's why all of these schemes basically boil down to Karl Marx, okay? These people are dedicated Marxists. The climate change and that whole myth and system of belief, and it is that, folks. It is just a system of religious belief. Karl Marx came up with his theories as a direct challenge to Christianity. He wanted to create a false religion. He was a Satanist. He hoped to have Satan worshipped instead of the Lord. And he came up with his theory as a direct parody of Christianity. All of these different isms, feminism and environmentalism and racism, these are all offshoots of Marxist theory. And the common denominator is that we need a strong central government to control all the bad people out there, you see, whether they're racist, whether they're polluters, whether they are male misogynists. We need a big, strong central government to control them all. And so Marxists have been assaulting Americans on multiple fronts for the last 150 years. Okay, and this is why you had the rise of the environmental movement. This is why you have feminism. This is why you've had this huge push for civil rights ever since the 1960s. It is a multi-pronged assault on American values, on individualism, on prosperity from the Marxists. So be aware of that. This plandemic is the latest in their scheme of attack. And they have been, as I mentioned before, planning this for decades. They have succeeded wildly. It's really a mark of shame on Americans how easily Marxists overcame us and how supinely we have behaved in the face of what they call an existential threat that is no such thing. But since they have succeeded so wildly with this, you can count on their keeping going and on morons and Marxists. And by the way, AOC is not, you know, everybody knows how stupid she is. I saw a meme the other day with her picture on it and said, single-handedly ending blonde jokes. I thought that was pretty good. But at any rate, she is a tool. She is, her strings are being pulled by people far smarter than she is. Everything she says, they have floated beforehand. Everything she does, they have approved. These people, she's a puppet, and they are pulling her strings, and their only goal is to turn the rest of America that has not yet succumbed to Marxism into full-fledged Marxists.
When we get back, some comments from Joe Biden on the same topic as Ocasio-Cortez. I agree she's a buffoon, but I also agree that there's big money and big power behind this global initiative, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistakes, changes are coming. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Lawyers for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin have filed an appeal requesting a new trial following his murder convictions last month. In the filing, attorney Eric Nelson alleges that the publicity surrounding the trial kept Chauvin from receiving a fair trial. It also alleges that the court's refusal to change the trial's venue or fully sequester the jury were abuses of discretion. Chauvin was found guilty last month of unintentional second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. And in his first testimony before Congress as Attorney General, Merrick Garland told a House panel that the Justice Department needed an increase in funding. Garland testified in front of the House Appropriations Committee Tuesday on his department's need for funding to combat domestic terrorism and the opioid crisis and to prosecute hate crimes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Admiral Brekoire believes that 70% is an achievable goal. The former HHS assistant secretary tells Fox News that current trends show that the country is already seeing the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
70% is not a magic number, but what we're seeing right now in 39 out of 50 states is the R, not to get geeky, but the R is less than one, meaning that cases are continuing to decline, even in places like Texas that are fully open with 100% occupancy, with everybody going around their daily business. So we are really, that light is almost at, you know, we're at the end of the tunnel right now. We're seeing it, and again, very achievable by July 4th to get that that percentage of 70% done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Sam Bushman back with you live. Becky Akers riding shotgun on the show. Check out her award-winning novels, ladies and gentlemen. The Abducting Arnold, an incredible book about Benedict Arnold, one of the greatest patriots ever known. Abducting Arnold. The other book, Hailstorm, about Nathan Hale. You ever heard of the other side of the Benedict Arnold story? You can hear it now. How about Nathan Hale, one of the greatest patriots ever known as well? You know what? The truth shall make you free. Ron Paul, does the truth even matter? Ladies and gentlemen, they're using climate change and global illness as their goal. All right? So you can say AOC. She's a buffoon, I agree, but the controllers behind her have big money and big power. She says, hey, move over, Marine Corps. We're creating a climate corp. Earth Day, just a few days ago, Joe Biden pledges 50% cut in U.S. emissions. Now, is that even possible? And if so, what life changes will be required for that to take place? Joe Biden, quote, this will be a decisive decade for tackling climate change. Biden unveils sweeping climate goal and plans to meet it. Critics say it's breathtaking in scope. Joe Biden literally even said America represents only 15% of the world's emission. This is true or correct according to carbon emissions. The U.S. produces just 15% of the global total. So, you know what? if we cut our emissions 15 or 50%, what will it do to our society, to our culture, to our lives, to our, and how will that look? I mean, if we only output 15%, we're not even responsible for 85% of the problem, even if you accept that it's legitimate. Cutting ours back, what will it do to the economy, to society, to business, to your day-to-day living? Will you be able to drive a car? Will you be able to use an AC unit? Will you be able to eat meat? What changes will this kind of thing require? Becky, this is breathtaking in its scope. And the problem is they literally have plenty of money and plenty of power and global backing for this agenda that's not even the truth in the first place.
No, it's not the truth. It's more Marxism. And this is an attempt to cripple Americans. It's an attempt to take away our independence, our autonomy. It's an attempt to bring all of us under government control, under the control of bureaucrats at the EPA, under the control of people who are smug and self-righteous and who think that they are qualified to lead our lives for us, who think that they are qualified to make decisions for us. We're just stupid. We're in flyover country. We need to be bossed around. There aren't words bad enough to describe this evil agenda, and we need to resist it with every ounce of our beings. I keep hoping that patriots are going to rise up. They're going to boot this usurper out of office. They're going to take back their liberty. I'm encouraged, Sam, that the D.C. has a fence around it now. We are caging the criminals. This would be very tactically, very easy to enforce some sort of ambush on them or some sort of blockade. All we have to do is cut off truck access to D.C. and prevent anyone entering or leaving, and we have won the battle. Okay, this is... We need to rise up against these people. It's unfortunate that Marxists do not listen to reason. I explained before that when you are talking to friends and relatives, you should be prepared for the fact they can't logically think through a problem, okay? So that will be the problem with the battle that we're going to have to fight with these people. They do not listen to reason. Ergo, we cannot logically seduce them away from their religious fanaticism and belief in Marxism. The only thing Marxists traditionally listen to, and if you don't believe me, read the history of any country in which Marxists have triumphed, as they're trying to do here, Cambodia, Cuba, Stalinist Russia, Nazi Germany is a variant of communism, okay? I know Hitler denied it and his top lieutenants denied it, except for Goebbels, who did not understand why they were at war with Russia when Russia was on their side, a fellow Marxist country, okay? Any country that Marxists have subsumed, they have done so with force. That's all they understand. We cannot reason these people out of their delusions, out of their false faith. They only pay attention to bullets. It's a sad fact, but it's one we all need to come to grips with. I don't think we're going to be able to reverse what's going on short of armed resistance.
I pray you're wrong. Sadly, sadly, ladies and gentlemen, I predict that she's correct. And the only reason I say this and agree with her is because these tyrants are so either one, evil, and or two, deceived, that there's no change in their mind. And the problem with these people is, and I'll give you some examples to make the point. I'm fine to say I think that the COVID is bogus and not really a big threat. Now, don't get me wrong. It's killed people. I don't deny that it exists. But what I deny is that it's a big threat. Look, 99% of the population won't die even if they get it. Plus, right? 99 plus. If you take ivermectin, a very inexpensive medication, they say all over the globe they've done studies that it reduces deaths and hospitalizations and et cetera and severe reactions to the COVID by 75%. So now you take that 1% at most that'll even die from the COVID. You take the maybe 10% at most that'll get sick and go to the hospital. And then you literally take ivermectin, for instance, and it'll reduce 75% of that. Most people are just fine anyway. So they're pushing the vaccines, ignoring the real science and the real inexpensive available solutions. Anybody who brings up these solutions is marginalized and ridiculed and mocked. And if they're any kind of professional, quote, physician, scientist, anybody else, their careers are absolutely ruined. They're not interested in the truth on this thing. They're not interested in real solutions at all on this thing because they have an agenda. But understand this, they are literally dividing the people and they are going to push these things to the hilt. And so I don't mind if you believe the vaccine's real and you believe that you need to take it, by all means, go ahead. But take it and stay away from me, okay? And the problem becomes, you know what? We say, oh, well, if you've been vaxxed, stay away from me. They say, if you haven't been vaxxed, stay away from me. And so you create this societal conundrum where, you know, what do you do? Well, the vaxxers aren't even satisfied with me not taking the vaccine, even though I'm okay with them choosing to take the vaccine, not because I want to be near them after they've taken it. I don't want their shedding and all this stuff, but I understand that they have the right to choose as they see fit also. And I don't want to take that right away from them. That's not what liberty-loving Americans do. But they want to take our right away from us. They want to force us to wear a mask. They don't want me to choose as I think best. They want to force me to get vaccinated. They don't want me to choose what I think is best. Climate change, same discussion. They don't want me to be able to choose to eat a hamburger. They want me to eat this fake meat, Beyond Meat, or whatever they call it, some whacked out, grown in a lab. I don't know what it'll do to you, man. It might grow a third horn. Who knows? They don't even have the research into the future of what it'll do to your body over time. Nevertheless, they're pushing it. And I'm fine if they want to eat Beyond Meat. I'm fine if they want to go ahead and not drive a car and walk or ride a bicycle or whatever, take a sailing vessel across the sea rather than an airline or a motorized vessel of some kind. Okay, I get it. I'm okay with them making those choices. But what they want to do is say, our choice has to become your choice. And that's where the tyranny of this thing becomes reality. Okay. They don't want me to be able to research it, choose for myself. They won't even let transparent information go out about factual information where I can decide for myself. They want to control the facts, control the narrative. And then they want to say, if you disagree, you're the enemy. And because of that, I submit to you that even though I pray Becky's wrong, I'm predicting she's right. They will not give up. Okay, I'm fine to say, if you don't want a gun, turn in all your guns. Go ahead. But I want to be able to have the God-given inalienable right of self-defense, codified in the Second Amendment. Okay, my rights come from God, not from the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment just puts government bureaucrat on notice. At least it's supposed to, if the people are awake enough to make sure that happens. Well, all I'm telling you is I don't want to take away somebody's right, whether they want a gun or not. Be my guest. But don't force your agenda on me. And that's where we're at when it comes to abortion, when it comes to gun rights, when it comes to belligerent spending, when it comes to the COVID vaccines, when it comes to climate, whatever you call it, climate control, climate change. They aren't satisfied with letting us have our own opinions and disagree agreeably. They will force their will on us. And as a result, I don't know when, but if they continue and persist, eventually they will force a war. I pray it doesn't happen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not advocating for this. But I agree with Becky that I'm convinced that it will be reality. Because these people will never stop. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Becky Akers on your radio. We're talking about this diabolical evil that's moving across the planet at an unprecedented speed. You know what? Joe Biden wants to reduce emissions by 50% when we output 15% of the world's emissions, 1.5, and we want to reduce 50% by 2030. What does that look like for you and me? Any idea what kind of changes that will require, Becky?
Well, what it will look like for you and me is very different from how it will look to our rulers. I point to John Kerry, who owns how many planes and how many mansions and how many cars, and who has been caught flying off to climate warming conferences in his private jet, which burns, I forget how many thousands of gallons of fuel an hour. And when he is reprimanded for this, his response is, I'm doing very important work. People like me are essential. The arrogance in something like that, and the absolute refusal to understand that he's the problem, not the solution, it's just mind-boggling.
You know, it's hard to know what to do about it. I don't know what the changes will be like, though, personally. I mean, will you be able to have AC in the summer? Will you be able to drive car under day-to-day normalcy? Will you be able to take a shower every day? Will you be able to eat hamburger or meat of any kind? You know, what will it look like? And every time someone makes an outrageous claim, hey, you won't be able to eat meat, Joe's like, I'm not stopping everybody from eating meat. But when you dig into the Ocasio-Cortez plan or other people's plans or things that Biden, the back end of this thing, you find out that, well, they won't really force you to quit eating meat, but the corporations will start to just sell beyond meat there, Becky. And anyway, it goes on and on with the diabolical deception here.
And you remember that meme that came out from the World Economic Forum that by 2025, no one will own anything and we'll all be happy about it. Okay, now that's pure Marxism. Actually, the people who, there will still be people who own something. They're all going to be the rulers. They will own us. We will be slave labor. This is the way Marxism always works. And all you have to do is read some history. Read about the Cambodian society, what happened to them when Marxists took over the country. Read about Stalin's Russia and what happened there when communism took over the country. Read about Hitler's Germany and what happened there when a different variant of Marxism took over the country. All of these countries with strong central totalitarian governments that controlled every aspect of life, and that is what the Marxists have planned for here, with them in control. We are seeing the preliminary steps of Marxist triumph. Sam, I've predicted a couple months ago, and I'm sticking by this prediction, with the persecution of Donald Trump. Now, let me say, I'm not a Trump fan. But what has happened to that man is the mark of a banana republic. This is what Marxists do when they take over a country. They go after the opposition. And the hilarious thing about this is I don't think Donald Trump has too many principles except advancing Donald Trump. I think the Trumpers have put all kinds of ideals onto him. It's kind of like a Rorschach test, you know, whatever ideals you have, those are the ones you see in him. But it is disgraceful, the political persecution of Trump, as well as the January 6th Patriots, okay? This is a Marxist tactic where you demonize the opposition, the political opposition. You take patriots who are simply protesting an illegal and stolen election, and you act as though they are trying to overthrow the government when what they were trying to do was protect the existing constitutional order. What we will next have after these kangaroo trials of these patriots, and I hope all of us are praying for them daily, after these kangaroo trials have proceeded for a while, we are then going to start seeing executions of political opponents, okay? And they will go after the big guys first. They will go after
And they
Trump.
Will do it under the guise of their terrorists, or their insurrectionists, and we have no That's choice. The law requires it, by golly.
That's it. Look how well it's worked so far with the January 6th Patriots. Okay, has there been a mass uprising? Have the rest of us said, you know what? You're throwing those people in jail. You are ruining their lives because they were protesting. They are dissidents. That's what they are. I will not stand by while they are thrown into jail. There's been no major uprising. I don't know if there will be when the executions start, but mark me, when executions start, they don't stop with the top guys. Read any history of any Marxist country. Eventually, you are going to be in front of the firing squad. So we need to stand up. We need to stand up soon, or this is going to progress to a point where we can't take it back. When they come for our guns, that ought to be the line in the sand. They cannot disarm us. And Marxists always disarm the population. When they start that, I plead with you, stand up, fire back at them. Because once they have our guns, all hope is gone.
And we hope, ladies and gentlemen, with our educational platforms and everything else to avert that, we hope that we can basically stand up now and, you know what, prevent greater carnage and greater violent whatever later. You know, we're not advocating for violence. Let's be very clear about this, because what they'll do if we tell the tale, they'll basically say that we're the ones that were itching for a fight, itching for violence. You know, under what they'll say is, you know, you guys talk a good game on the surface, but underneath you have war, evil intentions. See, they lie even in that scenario. We want a peaceful outcome, ladies and gentlemen. But the only way to get a peaceful outcome is to reduce the government by like 90%. And until we get that done, it's a coming. And the only way to get that done is to reduce the size and scope and mandates of government. We, the people, need to reject it and say, look, we don't want your government. We don't want some global change, global denier, global whatever core that Ocasio-Cortez wants to create to manipulate us all and to create young Hitler youth equivalents, climate change style. But if you're a denier, we'll arrest you and throw you in jail. You have no right to deny. You have no right to think or believe as you choose. Okay, this kind of stuff sounds innocent and laughable because she's this little girl that babbles at the mouth and you know she's not credible. But the problem you got to understand is she's got big money and big business and big corporate world behind her. You remember this Greta Thunberg.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Greta Thunberg. Okay, she's, you know, 15 years old. She's like autistic. At least she was when she started, right? Now I know she's older. I get it. But and she would literally run around, babble at the mouth. She got carte blanche access to speak at the United Nations event. Shame on you people for ruining the country for me. And, you know, this poor autistic girl is being used and abused. She's literally taking these boats across the globe so that she doesn't, you know, mess with the environment or whatever else and all this stuff. And, you know, this Ocasio-Cortez and a Greta, these people are being used as pawns, but there is big money and big agenda behind this. And make no mistake about it. And I highlight this because we better wake up and act now for peaceful solutions. And I want to be clear, that's what we're advocating for. I also don't want to be such a wimp, though, that we won't be as our founders. We will be. If they come to take our guns, if they come to literally disarm us, we better do something, because otherwise we will not be able to. The fathers understood that fundamental principle. The founders were very patient as well, like we ought to be. You know what? We ought to not throw off government for light or transient reasons. At the same time, we better not wait too long, or we, in my opinion, forged the chains of our tyranny, Becky.
Sam, when I look around at what is happening now, the founders would be done stacking the bodies, okay? They would never have tolerated this. If you know anything about the colonial and revolutionary period, the interference of the British government in colonial life was minuscule compared to what's going on with us now. Someone in this modern era that reads about the colonial grievances, you come away from it like I did saying, you guys are willing to go to war over this? I mean, this is incredible. But they understood something that modern Americans don't. You have to nip tyranny in the bud. You cannot let it grow and grow and become full-fledged totalitarianism, because at that point you're no longer armed, you see. A government strong enough to give you stimulus checks is strong enough to strip your guns from you. A government strong enough to vote trillions and trillions in debt on the country is strong enough to disarm you, okay? They understood that. And that's why they were
And let's make it more poignant, because people are saying, well, we're not disarmed right now. You're right. But they're also strong enough to force you to stay in your home and be locked down.
That's it. Yep. They are strong enough at this point to close down church services. That has never happened in the history of our country, ever. That ought to scare all of us silly. Okay? They have done things this year, multiple things, such as locking down businesses, locking us in our homes, unprecedented, not only in U.S. history, in world history. These kinds of things, they ought to have us up in arms. We ought to be out in the streets with our guns challenging them. And the fact that we have supinely accepted this, they're taking notice. And believe me, their next thrust is going to be twice as stringent.
No doubt, I believe that was a shot across the bow, this COCO fiasco, to see how we would respond and how we'd react, and no doubt they're taking copious notes. And no doubt this is serious, ladies and gentlemen. Our hope is in God, though. And I don't know if you know, but National Day of Prayer is tomorrow. That's good news. I'm not for a mandate or a law mandating a National Day of Prayer at all. But I am for Americans getting together and saying, hey, we believe that turning to Almighty God is important. Let's voluntarily encourage everybody together to turn to God Almighty and seek for relief, seek for repentance, seek for his blessing, because he can heal our land and he can protect us from these out-of-control tyrannical thugs, if we but turn to him. So the National Day of Prayer is tomorrow. We'll talk more about that on tomorrow's broadcast as well. Do you want to finish on that thought, Becky?
I would ask everyone to beseech the Almighty in behalf of our country. There is no way we are going to defeat the satanic forces arrayed against us without fervent prayer to Almighty God. Jesus Christ is the Savior. He founded this country. I am convinced anyone who reads the history of the American Revolution comes away absolutely convicted that this country was founded by the Almighty. There are too many unexplained miracles, too many close escapes for the Continental Army, the Patriots, for it to be explained any other way, but that Almighty God founded this nation, and we need to remind him of that, remind him of the great work he's done in history, take faith from that, and beseech him to bless this country one more time. Sam, I pray daily the Lord will go ahead of us and slay all the Marxists as he did the Assyrian army when it threatened Judah.
We're seeking for the people that are be prepared to meet Jesus Christ when he returns. We want to be that kind of people, whether it's in our lifetimes or not, mattereth not. The fact is, we want to work towards following Jesus Christ and being the kind of people to receive our King when he returns. The only King will accept. For Becky Akers and Sam Bushman, we the people, along with the rest of the Almighty, can and will stand for the sacred cause of liberty. We ask you, as humbly as we can, to join us and to turn to God Almighty. God save the Republic of the United States.